I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. What are we to make of the enormity of the White House summit dealing with Ukraine and Russia? The hastily called gathering ostensibly to try to settle the war. But are the optics telling us more? Let's go through it. Last-minute gatherings of top world leaders at the White House are, to say the least, very rare. This follows the Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska, of course, and this one will include Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as a who's who of European leaders, NATO Secretary Rutte, EU Commission President von der Leyen, British Prime Minister Starmer, French President Macron, German Chancellor Merz, Italian Prime Minister Meloni, Finnish President Stubb. So we'll know what they say publicly, but is this response to the Trump-Putin meeting to make sure that they tell the U.S. president that the security of Ukraine is important to the security of all of Europe? Putin is reported to have told Trump that along with land swaps, Ukraine must not apply for NATO membership. So the meeting, according to Trump.
We're going to make sure that everything's good. We'll work with Russia. We're going to work with Ukraine. We're going to make sure it works.
And Zelensky apparently looking to set up further meetings.
To stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war. And we are ready for trilateral.
So a trilateral. It would seem that if Mr. Trump is going to be involved down the road, that a trilateral between him and the main players, Putin and Zelensky, is the way to go. Will that happen? Oh, just an aside. Trump couldn't leave Joe Biden out of the mix, saying that this is all his fault. Talking about the money given to Ukraine.
I guess the number is well over $300 billion. That was under Joe Biden, a corrupt politician, not a smart man. Never was.
And back to the gathering. This many European leaders at the White House. This isn't the G7 or the G20. This is to talk about war. What is this telling Trump? Are they all there to help? Or are they giving the president the message that he had better not isolate himself with Vladimir Putin? That would be very bad for the United States. What makes sense?